And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1991. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Now it's time now to turn it over to a man who digs the beat, who loves the music, who feels the market's pulse and knows what's going on. No, it's not time for John Bowker, but the big tall guy with the sandy hair. Yes, Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope.
Hi, radio fans. Phil Wayne here once again with Market Scope, the monthly audio column that takes a peek into radio markets across the USA from border to border and coast to coast. This month, we welcome in the new year with a friend who is no stranger to the DX audio service, a guy who is never caught with his tape deck off. Here he is, Mark Marino.
This is Mark Marino reporting for the DX audio service, giving you the latest radio trends from the Windy City. The first station on the dial we're going to hear from is former Westinghouse-owned WIND, a top-rated adult contemporary station in the mid-1960s, now programming a Spanish format in AM stereo.
El cielo, la tierra, el mar, el aire, el sol, la luna, las flores, los niños, la vida misma. Son cosas maravillosas que Dios nos dio a todos por igual. Disfrútelas. Feliz Navidad y próspero Año Nuevo les desea Luisa Torres.
However, the Westinghouse Group wasn't without a station for very long. In 1987, they purchased WMAQ and made it all news. To get them going, they got Weather Command and Alan Crane away from WBBM.
Your dial is set at 670 WMAQ Chicago, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station in stereo. It's 12 noon.
This is WMAQ, all news at 67. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
It's 2 above zero and mostly sunny skies with a wind chill reading of minus 16 at 12 noon on this Wednesday, the 20th of December. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Doyle, and here's what's happening. Fighting in Panama between U.S. and Panamanian defense forces has killed at least 9 Americans and wounded 39.
Roy Leonard and Wally Phillips are two of the biggest radio personalities Chicago ever had. And they've been helping WGN be the number one rated AM station for the past 22 years.
Can you tell us a little bit now of what Christmas will be like in your home this coming weekend? What will you do? How will you celebrate?
Our children will come for 24th. We have three children. And then we will celebrate Christmas. We have a big meal. And then we give our gifts to each other. And then we all together go to the a Catholic church where we celebrate. And on the next day, on Christmas, we go to Bavaria for skiing.
Oh.
And then we give our house to people from Eastern Germany who have no flat yet here for the 2 weeks.
Oh, you will let them live in your home?
Yes.
Are they looking for a house?
For a flat, yes. They still live in a school.
I see.
Yes, we have very many people coming from the East who want to stay here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem now.
Now, have you known these people before?
No.
Do you have an agency that is finding them places?
No. It happens on the street. You meet them.
And you're going to open your house to them?
Yes.
Boy, that's
beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
Doris, that's beautiful. Oh,
Lachman,
that is good.
Yes, you would do it too, Marie-Therese.
Oh.
As I know you.
Now, would you give us a greeting from West Germany to all of our friends? You know, we have a big German population here in Chicago.
Yes.
And why don't you, in your native language, wish everyone something special for this time of the year?
Yes. Ich wünsche allen Deutschen in Chicago gesegnete Weihnachtstage und ein glückliches, friedliches neues Jahr.
Well, danke schön. Bitte schön.
Well, I wish we could drag this on, but times are moving on, and I guess it's time to say goodbye.
Yes. I thank you very much for the opportunity.
And thank you very much, Roy.
And goodbye, Marie-Thérèse.
Goodbye,
and all the best for you.
God love you, too.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Happy holidays from all of us at WGN Radio Chicago. Here's Kathy Worthington in the newsroom.
The Illinois Supreme Court today ruled that a state order allowing Commonwealth Edison to increase its rates by $480 million is illegal.
Cheats. So he doesn't.
At golf.
Oh, well, that I didn't know that. What is your golf score? Do you play golf?
I play golf.
What's your handicap? Golf?
Golf, yes. My swing.
What are you hitting these days? Well, you're not playing these days.
No, I'm not.
One of the future shock and stuff ideas that's in a new book called Future Stuff, Devices of Tomorrow, is the suggestion we have two things coming in the golf world. One is nighttime golf, believe it or not, with iridescent clubs and balls and everything.
Right. Big little balls that Charlie Finley has stored somewhere.
And you're also going to see a brand new game called, I forget the exact title, I have to get my book out on this, but it's almost a little over half the size of a regular golf course, and you play it with a bigger ball. With the
round one's going to round holes, and the square one's going to square holes.
Same clubs, but a bigger size ball, and not the same amount of space on the golf course. Called Magic Golf or Bigger Golf, something like that. That's in the works for 1990 already. Right.
Well, maybe there's still hope for me then.
You wouldn't believe.
I need a bigger target, that's for sure.
You wouldn't believe some of the things that are coming and are here already. In fact, uphill skiing. How do you like that one?
The Chicagoland area has a new station on the dial at 750. However, it's actually licensed to Portage, Indiana, and the studios are in Lansing, Illinois.
When writing, be sure to mention that you hear the program here on WNDZ, Chicagoland Christian Radio. Stay tuned next for Looking Up with Bob Schmidgall.
750 WNDZ, Portage, Chicagoland Christian Radio.
At 780, WBBM in Chicago has been doing an all-news format for almost 22 years.
With WBBM Frequent Traffic Updates, I'm Brad Stevenson for the AAA Chicago Motor Club.
WBBM News Radio 78 salutes the Belcor Company for being a Chicago good neighbor.
In the news at 12:45... the Illinois Supreme Court has ruled that a Commonwealth Edison rate increase granted by the Illinois Commerce Commission, amounting to about 6%, has been come to illegally and has to be returned to the Illinois Commerce Commission for further consideration. CBS News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
This is Chicago's all-news station, WBBM Chicago.
News. I'm Bill Lynch. Events in Central America and Eastern Europe are cascading very much like the script of a geopolitical war game.
Our next station is at 8:20. The call is WXEZ, and it's a simulcast of a station at FM 100. So we'll hear that when we get to the FM side. Their former call used to be WAIT, which is now at 8:50 from a station in Crystal Lake. When I recorded this tape in late December of 89, they were playing oldies, but apparently around the first of the year, they've changed to a beautiful music format.
WAIT Harper's Bazaar. Congratulations go out to Jay Strauss in Palatine. He's going to be receiving a $5 gift certificate worth pizza from Pizza Hut at any location, including the one in Crystal Lake and Lake in the Hills. Congratulations, Jay. Thanks for all of you who tried to call. We took caller number 5. It's 8 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. Bonnie with you till 5:30. When we come back, we'll have music from Buddy Holly.
Plan a Christmas walk through Penny Lane Antiques.
Hey!
The station at 890 kilohertz needs no introduction. They had been a pop or rock music station for a period just 9 months shy of 30 years. But in September of 89, they adopted a talk format in hopes of duplicating the successes of their sister stations on the coasts.
I'm fine. I thought that he'd gotten the grip or something.
Grip? I haven't heard that term for years.
Well, you're kind of
grip.
You're kind of a dinosaur.
Fucking dirty again!
I knew you'd understand what it is because
yeah,
you're
coming
kind of
from
a dinosaur.
You, I know exactly where you're coming from and what you mean. Trying to get a grip on me since the day we started working together. Stay on your side of the room, Johnson.
One time, I tried to give him a manly hug like men do in the huddle. Just bonding, patted him on the butt once, like football players do it. What's wrong with that?
A little bit more like the doctor does when he says,
oh, God.
Welcome back, Fun Seekers. Wednesday, December the 20th, 1989. Lasseter with you at WLS Talk Radio 890, Chicago's talk station. Well, here it is, Americans. Here it is, another American attempt to restore democracy. What a great day for America. How noble the effort, huh? How noble the effort. But did you ever notice that more often than not, it seems we try to restore democracy in nations where we subverted it for our own purposes?
I'll have more in 15 minutes. That's WLS Skyview Shadow Traffic.
There was a demon that lived out in the air at about 890 on the Mach meter. And folks had listened to the AM radio band just to ride him. And when it came to talk show hosts, he had the right stuff.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, sir.
This is Steve. How come everything is wrong and nothing's right with America?
Beats me, sir. I'm glad you see it, too.
Man, you make me...
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I make you unhappy.
That's right.
Why aren't you unhappy with your Pentagon, friend? Why aren't you unhappy with your CIA? Why aren't you unhappy with your president?
And in those closing days of the 1980s, when folks would say, who's the best afternoon radio talk show host you ever heard? Bob Lasseter'd say, you're listening to him 3 till 7 on WLS Talk Radio 890. This is WLS, Talk Radio 890.
WLS, Chicago.
At the sound of the tone, 6 o'clock.
Police in Ripley, Tennessee are at a loss to explain the actions of an 82-year-old man from Gary, Indiana. Good morning, I'm Jeff Hendricks, WLS Talk Radio 890 News. The 82-year-old Gary resident was in Ripley, Tennessee to attend a funeral yesterday when his car broke down outside of town.
Thanks again, Mark, for a fantastic job. It's great to hear what's happening radio-wise in my hometown. Next month, Mark will be back with more AM excitement. And now...
Historical moments in radio, recalling events in the development of modern radio broadcasting. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and in this edition, we're going to take a look at some highlights of radio broadcasting history. As we start the new year, and in view of the great increase in subscribers to the DX audio service, I thought it might be smart to retrieve an old FCC document that was handed out for many years free of charge to visitors to the FCC buildings in Washington. The title is Evolution of Broadcasting. It's published by the FCC, and it may set the table for some later historical moments that build around this. Here's what the document says. The origin of the first voice broadcast is a subject for debate. Claims to that distinction range from Hello, Rainey, said to have been transmitted by Nathan Strugglefield to a neighbor, Rainey T. Wells, in a demonstration near Murray, Kentucky in 1892. Another case was an impromptu program from Brant Rock, Massachusetts, by Reginald Fessenden, later to become a professor at the University of Wisconsin. In 1906, that broadcast was picked up by nearby ships. There were other early experimental audio transmissions. Lee DeForest put singer Enrico Caruso on the air in 1910. And there were transatlantic voice tests by Bell Telephone Company from Arlington, Virginia in 1915, but it was not until after World War I that regular broadcasting began. The identity of the first broadcasting station also is a matter of conflicting claims. This is due largely to the fact that some pioneer AM broadcasting stations developed from experimental operations. Although KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania did not receive a regular broadcasting license until November 7, 1921, it furnished programs under a different authorization before that date. Records of the Department of Commerce, which then supervised radio, indicate the first station issued a regular broadcasting license was WBZ, Springfield, Massachusetts, and that occurred on September 15, 1921. The WBZ call letters now, of course, are assigned to a station in Boston. A few broadcasting stations were experimenting with television as early as 1928. In that year, WGY in Schenectady, New York, broadcast the first TV drama. Large screen TV was demonstrated by RCA in a New York theater in 1930. RCA also tested an outdoor TV pickup at Camden, New Jersey in 1936. By 1937, there were 17 experimental TV stations operating. The first U.S. president seen on TV was Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he opened the New York World's Fair in 1939. That year saw the first telecast of a major baseball game, a college football game, and a professional boxing match. In 1940, the Republican and Democratic conventions were first televised. Coaxial cable for long-distance relay was first used for the Republican convention. The first presidential message to Congress carried over network TV was that of President Truman in 1950. The first TV debate between presidential candidates was in 1960 between Kennedy and Nixon. That's what the Evolution of Broadcasting document handed out by the Federal Communications Commission reads. Now, next month, we're going to be reading to you some quotes from a new book on the market on the history of broadcasting, written by the retired general manager of RCA American Communications Incorporated, a man with whom I worked for a number of years. I think you'll find the comparison with what you just heard most fascinating. You know, January's down through the years have seen the commercial beginnings of WDEF in Chattanooga, 1941, and KVEL, Vernal, Utah, signed on in 1947. KNEB in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, a year later. And it was in January 1957 that Southern Arizona woke up one morning to the air sound of KAIR, 1490, Tucson. We'll be back next month with some more historical moments in radio, recalling events in the development of modern radio broadcasting. And for Historical Moments in Radio, I'm John Bowker.
And the guys in the booth said we had a new jingle. I guess this is it. It's time now for Musings from Members. These are the thoughts of the NRC members and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, the publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated.
You talk too much, you worry me too.
Good show, guy.
Hello, DX Audio Service members, and hi, Fred. This is Mike Corcoran up here in Montpelier, Ohio, about 90 miles north of you. I have two closed-circuit messages here. Ron Clark in Walkertown, North Carolina. Yes, I'm also a fan of WOGL. I thought I recognized your name on the program. I believe you picked up a couple of CDs from their contest, like Jim Shepherd and so forth. So I'm a fan of that, and I'm going to send you a little tape, hopefully without knowing your correct address. You've gotten that by now. And for Marcy Scott in Watertown, talking about fading out WLKW and hearing the Oriental language, you heard what used to be CHIC. It's in Brampton, Ontario. It's a suburb of Toronto. It's a multilingual station. They've changed their call letters, I know, but they never give them. They only say, you're listening to Chow 790. And they broadcast in Chinese in the evenings after 7 p.m. until 11. Then they broadcast in Portuguese on weeknights. They also have some reggae and some Newfoundland folk music on Friday nights. And they broadcast predominantly all day long in Italian, except for the very early 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. They have a German breakfast show. So you're getting a pretty good catch out there where you are. That is Watertown, Massachusetts. Happy New Year, everybody, and God bless, and I really enjoy the audio service. See you later.
Greetings, Fred, and greetings to the fellow members of the DX Audio Service. Johnny Ott here, WA8WFH in Kalamazoo, Michigan, wanting to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm recording this on Wednesday afternoon, November the 28th. I just received my December tape, a jolly good show. And if everything goes right, Monday night, December 3rd at 7 o'clock, yours truly will be going for the world-famous Extra Class ticket. So I'll let you know how that turns out. Want to send special greetings unto Paul Burkhart, WA1GXN, and Lucille there. And Paul, I think that next year, if you decide to go to the NRC convention, you might want to convince Fred there that WNRC should do ethnic programming in the world-famous language. Now, if anybody wants to know what all that's about, just get a hold of me or Paul Burkhart, and it shall be explained unto you. Now, the last time I checked in with you guys, I told you about Galactic Radio outside of Denver, Colorado, the cable service. It has now changed its name to Super Radio. Sorry about that, Bruce Elving. That's what it's called, Super Radio. Same format and all the good stuff that you would expect. Well, catch y'all later. I hope you all get all the things you've always wanted and all the things that go with it for Christmas. And for those of you with a British accent, happy Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. Johnny Ott, WA8WFH, hopefully to be extra class by the time you get this tape, saying 7-3s, happy holiday. Bye.
Hello, everyone. This is Greg Jack from Olympia, Washington. One of these days, I'm going to have to do a market scope of Olympia when I get around to it. Of course, it's a little easier now since a couple of the stations have vanished. At any rate, for the guy who owns the GE Super Radio and is having interference at, I believe it was 910, I have a GE Super Radio with subcarrier from FM Atlas, and I've had it for quite a few years, and I never had that problem before. The only problem I ever had was the switch that they installed quit working, and I had to have a friend of mine replace the switch. It doesn't sound like they're going to be willing to do anything to help you with it, so I guess you're just kind of stuck with it. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Anyway, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you, although you won't hear this till after Christmas. So thanks a lot for this magazine, everybody.
Hi, gang. This is Jay Spell calling in from Nashville, Tennessee with a couple of just random thoughts here. They might be a little bit disjointed. Only Balker can do those imperceptible transitions, you know, transitions that aren't. Anyway, I really like the trend that I think I'm seeing in AM radio toward informational or thought-provoking radio. We've been so accustomed to radio just being a jukebox of one kind or another, be it a classical jukebox or a rock and roll jukebox or a country jukebox, which obviously has been just a natural evolutionary thing anyway. It found its niche after radio programs died. But there's something in me, though, that really likes it when I run into somebody out there in the public who actually is an active listener to radio, somebody for whom radio isn't just a background thing or other. NPR is an example. People who still like to listen to radio programs listen to NPR a lot because they do quality, informative type programs. But with BRN, and even if it's a station that just plugs into CNN, we just got one here, WKDA, just plugged into CNN, the headline. I've never heard CNN long form on the radio, but any type of radio that requires actual active listening still, and anything that's either informative or thought-provoking in some way, even the the Christian stations can be that. We have a preponderance of those right here now. We have, out of a possible 13 stations, that's rather an arbitrary number, actually. We have three here that are full-time Christian stations, mostly talk, too. And if you consider WLAC, there's a fourth one also. But anyway, and let's everybody make it a great year. Make our palindrome year of 1991 a great one. And thanks to Fred and to Jerry, AM Switch is invaluable. John, the travelogues are always interesting, and your historical features are just fascinating. Laura's reports are always really, really fascinating, too. And I loved your sign-off, Laura. And if anybody accuses you of being self-serving, just tell them they're jealous. And Fred, your narration and production are impeccable. Thanks for all the great work for all the years. And keep it up. And is there any, does anybody find any significance to the fact that 1991 actually is a palindrome? And also to the fact that we have another one in 11 years?
Fred, this is Gary Kettler in Austin, Texas, and
the time is counting down to 5 a.m. this morning when an exciting radio station moves to this frequency, 570 a.m. This is Dan Dennis. The entire sound of KLIF Talk Radio with Norm Hitchkiss, Kevin McCarthy, Bob Ray Sanders, David Gold, Bruce Williams, and Neil Myers all move to 570 a.m. This frequency right here that you're hearing. Tell a friend, it all starts this morning at 5 a.m. for KLIF. Dallas, Fort Worth.
Anyway, my timing was not good, but KLIF 1190 in Dallas will be moving to 570 today, November the 29th, at 5 o'clock in the morning. And they're just running, ticking with those announcements about every 45 seconds. Now, what they're doing on 1190, I don't know because I can't hear them here at night. They may be doing normal programming there.
Hello, Fred and audio service members. This is Mike Corcoran. This is a happy radio day for me, November 29th, 1990. I discovered this morning that WCWA in Toledo has gone cool gold. By far, if you're a real oldies fan and collector, the best of the satellite-fed oldies formats. I don't know when that change occurred, but I discovered it this morning. And today is the first day that WNZK Westland, Michigan has become WNZK Dearborn Heights. And they're on the air on 680 at night. They tested a week and a half or so ago, but they are now broadcasting with a contemporary Serbian music, just back-to-back, no host yet, or no Serbian language announcements, just announcements that this is WNZK, Dearborn Heights, Michigan, 690 days and 680 nights, growing to serve more, even better, and so forth and so on. So at least there's something out there to listen to besides talk and trucks now. So it's a good radio day for me, and I hope that this new year brings you all format changes that you'll enjoy as well. Happy New Year, everybody.
This is Tim Handel in Miami with a translation of that Spanish ID from Philadelphia on 690. I'm not quite sure of the call letters because they're buried into the music, even though I've listened several times. But I think they're WP, as in Peter, H-E. Anyway, here's what they say. This is WPHE, Radio Salvation, 690 AM with 1,000 watts of power, covering the entire Delaware Valley. To Marcy Scott, the station on 790, having foreign language programming at night that you picked up, is certainly CIAO in Brampton, which is suburban Toronto. The station used to be CHIC. And they broadcast many foreign languages. In fact, during the day, they broadcast Italian most of the day. I've heard them when visiting my family in upstate New York. By the way, WLKW, I thought that was 990 in Providence. If they're on 790, I wonder what's on 990.
Hi, this is Mitch Pomerantz calling from Los Angeles, California. On Saturday, December 1st, I hope all of you had a healthy and happy New Year. I have a couple of three things. First of all, on Jerry Starr's AM Switch back in
December, he indicated that the station that was off the air and back on, I think, 960 was XETRA. And as we heard on John Bowker's travelog shortly thereafter, that is on 690. The station that Jerry meant, or that the DX News meant, is XEKAM. And they come in weekly in Los Angeles, but better in San Diego. Secondly, I want to thank everybody who indicated to me that the DX Audio Service thought I had moved and not forwarded an address. I did not move. I have had mail problems for some reason, and in that light, I have not received a September or November DX Audio Service. I did get October and did get December, and I'd sure like to have those two issues, particularly the November one with Anchorage AM. I'd be real interested in that. Also, my best DX catch was as a kid in the late 50s. I've been DXing for over 30 years. From Los Angeles, I could get KDKA out of Pittsburgh late Sunday nights on an old Philco radio. Let's see someone top that. DXing was a lot more fun 30 years ago, I've got to tell you that. Talk to you all soon, hopefully, and enjoy the new year. Take care.
Well, hello, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here in Oakland with a sale update. Yes, that's right. Longstanding RKO General Station, KFRC in San Francisco, has been sold to Bedford Properties of Lafayette for $8 million. Bedford Properties has also bought KXXX FM at 99.7 in San Francisco, so it will be an AM and FM combo. As to what they're going to do with the two stations, I don't know, but the KFRC transaction should be finalized in late February, early March.
Greetings, fellow members of the DX Audio Service. This is Johnny Ott, WA8WFH, temporary AE. We did it at 7 o'clock tonight, December the 3rd.
Hello, this is Victor Schmidt. This is December the 8th. I just got my December audio service tape. For Ron Clark, I do enjoy WOGL, especially their top 20 that they air from 5 until 7 Saturday and Sunday nights. I don't understand why the other stations that play oldies only stick to songs that are number 1, 2, or maybe 3. I miss listening to Dr. Rock, who was on WRRO in Warren, Ohio. I used to listen to him every Saturday night. He played the oldies that the other stations would not bother playing. For Paul B. Smith, thank you for the info. Question for you, what is wrong with WCAO? I am not getting them at all during the day, and if I get them at all at night, they are so weak, they are blocked out by a station in Cuba 90% of the time. And also, for those in North Carolina, I like to DX on TV, and every time I get some North Carolina channels from the Raleigh area, I get a channel 34, but it is so weak, I cannot understand the audio. And I'd like to know, is there a channel 34 in that part of the state? Thank you very much, and have a good 1991.
Hello to all friends in the NRC. This is Rick Dell calling again from Oakland, Iowa farm. Today is December 9th, 1990. I want to say, I want to say a big thank you to all the people in the NRC who showed up at my get-together in Iowa City on November 3rd. They are Paul Swearingen and Todd Brandenburg of Topeka, Kansas, Tim Noonan and his wife Jill from Madison, Wisconsin, Mark Strickert from Chicago,
John Clemmer from Moline, Illinois, Frank Merrill from Macomb, Illinois, and various other Iowa DXers. I want to thank all of those who showed up. We had a great time. A total attendance of 13. I was really surprised. Again, I thank them all very much for showing up. I've had a few new catches here over the past few weeks. They include KNEU 1250 Roosevelt, Utah, KROW 780 Reno, Nevada, and on successive nights, KOY 550 and KTAR 620, both from Phoenix. I've also landed four new stations from Nebraska, KBRL 1300 McCook, KUVR 1380 Holdridge, KNCI in Broken Bow on 1280, and KBRX 1350 in O'Neill. I want to wish all of you a happy holiday season, 73, and so long from the farm.
Okay, Fred, this is Chris Swank in Fairfield, California, suffering from a cold, but I have some interesting DX for you. Now, these two stations are fairly common DX stations, I hear, for more Midwestern parts of the country to receive. But out here in California, it seems to me that they're a little bit more difficult to get. Now, right now, I'm listening to, on my GE Super Radio, WLS 890. It comes in okay, barely listenable, and I think it's kind of co-channel with another station, but I hear WLS clearer. There's a little flutter fading. Tonight is Monday morning, a little past 1 a.m. Pacific time. And also, a couple nights ago, I'm not sure whether it was Wednesday or Thursday, that'd be December the 5th or 6th, also late at night, I was able to get on 840 WHAS Louisville. And I know that that's another huge, huge station. It really gets out in more, like I said, Midwestern or Eastern parts of the country, but I would believe for California it's a bit unusual, and this is on a GE Super Radio running with no antenna or anything. WLS just faded out. I hear nothing but noise here. Anyhow, just want to report those things, and tell me, are these stations, in fact, more unusual DX catches for the West Coast, or are they fairly common things to receive? I just been receiving them recently. Okay, thanks a lot, Fred. Bye.
Hi, this is Greg Jack in Olympia, and a couple of weeks ago I was in Las Vegas and I looked for the Crusher, and it seems to have been replaced by what's the name of that thing, Z-Rock. So another great, quote, moment in radio, end quote. KUSW, which is the shortwave station in Salt Lake City, Utah, which was playing a kind of a weird mixture of progressive rock music and holy roller religious programming. That station has been sold, and today, December 15th, is its last day. So it's supposed to be coming on next week with a different set of call letters and a different format. They haven't said why. I don't think they care. It's beginning to really bomb me out that every time a commercial station comes along that I like, sooner or later, it gets burned out. KEVX FM in Seattle did the same thing and turned into an elevator music station. What can I say? Bye-bye.
And that's all the time we have for Action Line calls. I'd like to make a quick suggestion that you organize your thoughts and place just one call to the Action Line. We've had to considerably edit this edition of the audio service Action Line because we had so many calls, they would have taken up the entire side of this tape. So please, just one call if you could, and just organize your thoughts and give us a call around the 10th of the month. And that way, everyone will get a chance to use the Action Line. The telephone number for new members to call, it's area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. And now, here's Ken.
And hello again, sports fans. This is Ken here, back again with updates and corrections whatever you need to make your listening a little bit easier. First, I want to pass along a note here that Paul Burkhart up in Watertown, Massachusetts, was nice enough to send me a note here that the Boston Bruins and the Celtics, both teams are booked on 590 WEEI this season, but in case of a conflict, the Bruins will be on the Boston Celtics on WEEI, while the Hockey Bruins will be on 105.7 WVBF. Enjoy the listening, friends. And more hockey notes here. International Hockey League, couple of teams, the Milwaukee Admirals on 1130 WISN, the San Diego Gulls on AM 1000 KCEO, and the Kansas City Blades on 107.3 FM. And some NBA corrections here and changes. The Utah Jazz are definitely on 570 KISN and the Jazz Radio Network. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Flyers are both booked on 610 WIP. However, if both teams are scheduled in one night, the Flyers will be on 610 and the 76ers games will be moved to 1310 WSSJ in New Jersey. And the New Jersey Nets are on 1130 WNEW. And the Chicago Bulls, I've also found out, besides being on AM 1000 WLUP, will also be on 930 WAUR, 1440 WROK, formerly the Rockford Lightning's outlet, but the team's poor record last year caused the change to WROK and the Bulls. And they'll also be on 1570 WFRL. In case the Chicago Bulls are televised on any given night, there will be no simulcast with the radio. Instead, Johnny Kerr and Jim Durham will be on television only, and former Bull Tom Boerwinkle with White Sox announcer John Rooney will be doing the radio broadcast, just the way Channel 9 and WGN wanted it. Okay. Next here to pass along, we have two soccer leagues here. National Professional Soccer League, which I believe it's in its first or second year of existence now. It's rather new. And I have just a couple outlets here. The Milwaukee team will be on 1340 WLZR. The Chicago Power has no outlet, unfortunately. The Illinois Thunder, based up in Rockford, will be on 100.9 WQFL. And the Atlanta Attack on 105.7 WCHK. Other teams in the league can be found in Dayton, Ohio, Canton, Ohio, Hershey, Pennsylvania, New York, and Detroit. And in some of the papers, unfortunately, the league isn't even mentioned in there. I guess it's just soccer is not big time in those cities, so they don't get as much coverage. But look for it anyway on the dial. Major Soccer League, that's the team that has more regional coverage in the country. And in the Eastern Division, the Kansas City team on 980 KMBZ, the Cleveland Crunch on 1300 WERE, the Wichita Wings on 1480 KZSN, the Baltimore Blast on 600 WCAO. The Western Division, Tacoma, I believe it's on 850 KTAC. Dallas Sidekicks are on 1310 KAAM. San Diego on 690 XETRA. And St. Louis on 1120 KMOX. And now we start the Continental Basketball Association, which is a minor league, but the AAA of basketball. They started play in early November and will go on until the middle of March. And the teams that I've learned, we have the Albany, New York Patroons, the Columbus, Ohio Horizon, which I believe are on 1460 WBNS, same as last year, the Grand Rapids, Michigan Hoops on 1410 WGRD. Last year they were on WMAX 1480, but because of liquor advertising, Christian WMAX turned them down, and they had to go elsewhere and found WGRD to carry the games. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Silver Bullets on 1600 KCRG. We have the Quad Cities Thunder, based in Moline, Illinois, on 1230 WLLR. The Omaha, Nebraska Racers on 1290 KOIL. The Oklahoma City team on 1340 KXXY. The Tulsa Fastbreakers on 1300. I believe that's KAKC. And we have the only team on a non-commercial outlet, the San Jose Jammers out in California, on 90.7 KSJS.
And if you have something for the Sports Networks column, drop it on a card or letter to Ken Honestchuk at 13621 Wentworth Avenue, Riverdale, Illinois, 60627.
WTOD is owned and operated by the Booth Broadcasting Company, a division of Booth American. WTOD operates on a federally assigned frequency of 1560 kilohertz with a full power of 5000 watts with studios and transmitter located at 3225 Arlington Avenue. We hope you've enjoyed today's music, news, and entertainment, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow morning. So on behalf of the entire staff and management of WTOD, a very pleasant good evening.
Yeehaw!